good. That's what I've been asking for.
Thank you.
That's what we have been all looking for. No, no. It's very good news. Yes. It gives us, all of us, hope that things are going to be changing for the better. Because the arrival of the protection force is one of the important components of this, of the way forward. And also demonstration of cooperation between the authorities and the international community, both regional and international.
Yes, the Council of Ministers met today in its regular meeting, chaired by His Excellency the President of the Republic, General Salva Kiir Mayardit. I think you are aware that in principle we have accepted earlier the deployment of RPF. What delays was the discussion of details. Details in the equipment, details in the issues of land, details in how best the RPF is going to help the government and the people of South Sudan. Yes, it was endorsed today. And now it is up to UNMISS, the contributing countries, as to when they will deploy the forces. Of course, the forces are going to come from Ethiopia, Rwanda, and hopefully Kenya, because these are the three contributing countries. I expect what has been expected since we signed the peace agreement to have peace in the country. As I said in the farewell message, peace is not simple. It's not a work of the one day. It's a process. It's a process of build up of all good things, reconciling the communities, reconciling the nation, improving the economy, creating the environment for people to work. I expect a lot of good things. Of course, RPF is one factor to contribute to this. But many of the countries are relying on its forces, the SPLA, the police, the security agencies, the government, the parliament, the judiciary. We are asking the investors to come in. Let people come and do trade in South Sudan.